Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
In the mobile Crossbreed Holster Studios. Every once in a while, I get to do this. I love this. I get the invite to come down a lot, and I, you know, the AM 860, The Answer, WGUL, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS, Tampa and Sarasota Studios, a longtime great affiliate and partner of Armed American Radio, and it happens to be my hometown. So I was thrilled when I found out that the Gun Rights Policy Conference, the 31st Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, was going to be here in Florida this year. And an awful lot of fun was had by everybody. It's just so fun to come home and have the opportunity to not only see new friends, but old friends from Tampa who came to the conference. Just a great time had by all. Such an important get-together. It sounds, everybody says it every year, you know, this is the gun lobby. And it is. It truly is the gun lobby. You get the speakers that stand up and say, hello, gun lobby. You know, what is the gun lobby, really? What is the gun lobby? You're the gun lobby. You're a gun owner. You fight for your rights. You don't want to give them up. You don't want Obama to take them. You don't want Hillary to take them. You become the gun lobby. You are the gun lobby. And that's what the Gun Rights Policy Conference is. That's why we're talking about it today. That's why we're in Tampa, Florida this weekend for the what is otherwise known as the GRPC. And, you know, I had the distinct honor, if you will, to moderate the full day on Saturday. And I had the opportunity to talk with, and I know most of them anyway, and you've heard a lot of them here on the show. Many you have, many you have not. We're going to fix that. But the opportunity to talk with them and get to know them, some of the greatest minds in the pro-rights movement. And it is humbling, to say the least, to be on the panel or to be on the stage with some of the greatest thinkers, some of the greatest attorneys, some of the greatest writers, and some of the greatest local grassroots activists across the country who have made names for themselves. And on my panel, it was media. And I, you know, I love to take a few shots at the mainstream press, you know that. That's what I do, because I believe the mainstream media is the most dangerous entity in this nation. And that's what I gave my little five-minute speech on. The same thing that you've heard me bloviate about for many, many years on this program. And later in the broadcast with Charles Heller from Liberty Watch Radio, who is a guest on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on Friday from these very Crossbreed Holster mobile studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, we will be discussing with you a very disturbing case out of Florida, out of right here in Tampa, that concerns the owner of the United, well, not the owner, but the United States Concealed Carry Association, the owner of Armed American Radio, and my employer, as it's playing out in real life on the pages, the front pages, the Sunday front pages of that old media format known as the former St. Pete Times, now the Tampa Bay Times, right here in the Bay Area. So we'll go there in the next segment. So lots to talk with you about. Welcome to the Mobile Crossbreed Holster Studios as I'm here in town for the 31st Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference, which officially wrapped today. I've got two guests in the studio with me. Let me bring their mics live. Alexander Rubian. Alexander, welcome to the program. It's great to have you here. You know, you jump on the program with me from time to time on the phone. You've got a battle you're fighting up in New Jersey, and
we
here you are today.
We have a lot of battles. Thank you so much for having me back on. I'm honored to be here. Couldn't have said it better yourself. I mean, it is such a privilege to be surrounded by so many intellectual, smart people that are activists and just are experts in their field. It's just inspiring, and it's just amazing to be around that kind of energy.
You learn something new. You heard Alan Gottlieb in the first hour of the program. You learn something new.
Yep.
Every time you're at a GRPC, I've been attending for years, I've been speaking for years, and you learn something new. Alan Gottlieb himself said, I learned something new every time I'm here, because the speakers teach us all, and you get the individual, what's the experience, if you will, from each individual person, don't
we? Imagine we took part of those lessons and actually made a college curriculum out of it, and actually we're teaching these programs and having these speakers actually teaching in colleges throughout
please.
The country.
please, you'd have a better chance of converting Katie Couric to a big R by her name. That's
exactly.
Not going to happen with today's academia, and that's very sad, but you're right.
Yeah.
True statement. I'm playing with it a little bit. But sitting over to your left, Myra, directly across from me,
First time. Now, you, Alexander, you've been speaking. This is your second time
it's
in a row
that
you've
year,
spoken.
Yes.
Second year in a row. It's great to have you there. Charlie Cook, man. Charlie Cook, you know I love you. You're the new sensation, man. The YouTube wonder.
Man.
This your heading was new media, right?
New media, yes.
What is new media? Why is it important that Charlie Cook talked about new media?
It is important for me to talk about new media because there are new ways to reach people and to connect with people and to either, the way I see it is to either, no pun intended, to disarm the people that don't like what we do and they aren't into shooters and let them know that we are regular folks, and we're
New media stuff like Chattersnap and stuff like that.
Chattersnap,
Snapper chat, something like that.
I don't know about
Chatterbox.
Chatterbox. I think Chatterbox.
Is there a Chatterbox? I don't know. I'm with you a little bit, but
right.
Yeah,
I'm,
we know.
I'm not that young.
Okay, YouTube and well, there's one. We'll create something. We'll call it Snapper Chat or Chattersnap or something. But you do, and it's a fascinating idea. I love it. I participated on it myself. It was great to see you there. And great to see you on the lineup of speakers at a gun rights policy conference as an up-and-comer. And your YouTube channel, and let's go here briefly because I participated on it, is what?
My YouTube channel is called Riding Shotgun with Charlie.
Now, you're not here and speaking because of the word shotgun in what you do. It's the format.
Yes, it is
that reaches people that we're talking about. It just happens to be titled that because the person sitting next to you is literally riding shotgun as you talk to them on camera, right?
You got it. Well, I didn't even – when we were kids, we used to fight about this and say, well, I'm going to ride shotgun while mom drives. And everyone knows what that term means, and it's been around since the cowboy times. And I thought that I could do an interview program while I drive my car, and I'll be driving. The other person will be – riding shotgun.
Now, I was the other person. We had a great conversation about Armed American Radio and rights and things that matter to all of us. And it's just an amazing concept. I loved it. I thought it was wonderful. And you had an opportunity now to join the speaker list at the GRPC because, well, let me just ask you this. What did you learn? I don't want you to tell me. What did you learn as your first time not only attending but speaking at the conference?
By the way,
great double whammy on that. First time attending, first time speaking. Great shot.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Home run. I thought this was I had no idea that I would meet so many cool people that I can connect with. And I will tell you, after I spoke, I had a number of people just coming up to me and saying, hi, oh my gosh, here's my card, call me.
All right, and that is going to happen. It's going to be like your YouTube channel is going to blow up. You're going to see, I mean, you know, I was talking with Dr. John Lott about riding shotgun
with Charlie.
Yeah, you're
like, he's going to be in Boston this week. You're like, let's get him in Northeastern.
Let's get him riding around shotgun with Charlie. And the individual sitting next to you, Alexander, you know, you're in Massachusetts, not a gun-friendly state.
Not
Alexander's
gun-friendly
in New Jersey, gun-hating state. Not gun-hating state, gun-hating politicians. And let's make that clarification because the people of New Jersey love their guns. They love their rights. They're fighting for their – it's the politicians.
Over a million gun owners in our state.
Yeah, that too many dopey socialists vote in. We're working to fix that.
We'll talk about that.
We're working to fix that. But here's the thing.
And we are fixing it.
When he comes in to talk to you, you can't say riding shotgun with Charlie. Somebody's going to get arrested in New Jersey. We're going to have to come up with a new name. Riding next to Charlie, talking about whatever. Right? That'll keep the New Jersey sheriffs and all the politicians.
Riding water gun is what
we're riding. Riding squirt gun with Charlie. There we go. Riding squirt gun.
Well, let me just clarify. Actually, last week, our state legislators had a committee hearing about how to ban water guns.
Yeah, that works.
And the type of features and what they should look like.
Riding squirt gun with Charlie in New Jersey.
So water guns are now going to be banned in New Jersey.
I have two little Derringer water guns that I bought for like $2 at Walmart after Christmas a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're literally the small little Derringers. You can put 3 drops of water in them. And when they have a water gun buyback, I will gladly bring them back.
Now, here's something for you guys to think about. Have you ever seen the movie Gotcha, the old 80s movie Gotcha with Linda Fiorentino and the guy that played Goose?
I was born in 82,
it's a great movie. It was just on last week. And the guy that played Goose in Top Gun, you know, you see this where he goes to Europe with his friend during a college break.
Okay.
And he falls in love with this beautiful, what he thinks is a Russian or East European spy, and finds out she works for the CIA. Have you ever seen this movie?
This is not ringing a bell.
The interesting part, the reason I go there is we're talking about squirt guns. At the opening of the movie, it's on a college campus, and they're walking around playing a game where they go around the university with paintball guns, and they're shooting at each other with paintball guns at the university, and to think in today's day and age, you pull a squirt gun out of your car in New Jersey and you're going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to hassle you over it. And I got to thinking about that with the movie. This is the lunacy, the idiocy of where we are in America today. But then, you turn around, and we could have that argument. You turn around, and you've got cops shooting kids with replica guns that look like real guns at 13 years old, not because he saw the gun, but because the kid turned and pointed it at him. So it's a legitimate conversation to have, and that music means this segment is over, unfortunately. Time flies on the fastest hour of radio, but we're going to be right back. AM 860, The Answer Studios, and AM 930, The Answer Studios, Tampa and Sarasota, on the heels of the closure of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, this year's 31st annual GRPC. We'll be right back with AWR Hawkins and Breitbart News.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
vice president of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Welcome back to my hometown of Tampa, Florida, where we've moved and relocated those Crossbreed Holster Studios. Got some information for you. We'll be spending some time talking about the United States Concealed Carry Association in Hour 3 of this program. I hope you get Hour 3 on your local station. If not, call somebody and raise some cane. Say, hey, take that station. Take that show on your station over there. It's Bill Clinton. I don't know why I'm doing him right now. I saw a little picture of his wife, but it is what it is. It's my show. I can do that kind of stuff. Here's what we're going to talk about the USCCA for a number of reasons, because they're on the front page. Another edit of the Tampa Bay Times on Sunday last week, and an editorial. I mean, it's just driving the liberals absolutely bonkers crazy, because the USCCA offers self-defense shield insurance. You hear me drive you to that website every single program, and you're going to hear me do it again this hour, at the bottom of this hour. I have the insurance myself. Someone here in the Tampa Bay area used that insurance after defending his life. And the left, they're flipping out. They're going crazy. Their heads are popping like zits. It's fun to watch. So stick around with us. It's going to be good. We've got AWR Hawkins on the line. We're going to go to him in just a moment. And we've got Alexander Rubian sitting here from New Jersey, president of the Second Amendment Society in New Jersey. And we wanted to finish up the conversation briefly and get AWR's input on the fake guns. Alexander, sometimes the best radio is the radio the listener doesn't get to hear, and we want to bring it back. That's our conversations off air. In this particular case, we were talking about fake guns. We'll go there in just a second. First, let's get AWR Hawkins. And he is this year's 2016 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award recipient. I am proud to say that I won that award last year. What an honor it was. And now AWR Hawkins wins it this year. Last year's Journalist of the Year Award recipient, this year's Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award recipient, and Armed American Radio's weekly political analyst from Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. Welcome back to the show, AWR, and congratulations, my friend.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, it's an honor to win that, and, you were right there with me. And it was a great weekend. It was a great conference, and but winning that award was a highlight for me, for sure.
No doubt about it. AWR, we want to get your perspective on this, too. We've got Alexander sitting here with us. We want to continue this conversation just to bring you up to speed. We were joking around about riding shotgun with Charlie in the previous segment, and that great YouTube channel he's got that's up and coming, and he was speaking about that on the using new media to advance gun rights here at the GRPC this year. And we said, well, I made the comment when he goes up to interview Alexander in New Jersey, he has to change the name. It can't be Riding Shotgun with Charlie, because New Jersey probably arrests somebody. So we came up with the term. He's going to have to call it Riding Squirt Gun with Charlie when he goes to New Jersey. However, squirt guns, of course, New Jersey came up. That, well, you might get popped up there in New Jersey for even using the term squirt gun. That led us into the fake guns I brought up, because we just had a 13-year-old killed by a police officer who acted responsibly, defended his life because the kid pointed a laser-sighted replica gun at the police officer. The police officer did what he should have. The 13-year-old got what he earned by his own actions, because somewhere along the line, this kid hadn't figured out that you don't point what looks like a gun at a cop. If you do, expect to get shot. Alexander, you followed that up with what lunacy in New Jersey?
Well, their level of argument was that here are the guidelines. If you're going to manufacture and sell guns, and fake guns, toy guns in New Jersey, it has to follow a certain criteria. You know, and their logic there was, well, if someone points a gun or if someone points one of these toys at a police officer, they should clearly be able to differentiate if it's a real gun or a fake gun. My response to that was, why are they pointing anything at a cop? And why would it be the police officer's duty to make a fractional split second decision to decide if it's a real gun or a fake gun? We've showed documentation where gang members have hollowed out the Super Soaker guns, put 12-gauge shotguns inside of them. It looks like a complete fake Super Soaker. You flip it upside down, and there's a 12-gauge there. You know, just to get that advantage over police officers to think that this was a toy or a fake gun. And their level of argument is, oh, well, the cop has to differentiate.
All right, I can actually answer that, but I'm going to use an analogy for you, because the left always coddles criminals. AWR, you would agree with that, right? The criminal is more important. They're more sympathetic to the criminal element, particularly in a social justice warrior state of mind we're in today. You agree with that?
I agree.
Let me use this analogy, and then let's get some discussion going here. That is the same mentality, the same people that believe that if you pull your car up to a 7-Eleven, which I don't know about you Yankee guys. You got 7-Elevens up there in Massachusetts and stuff? Okay. You have what? Cumberland Farms. Okay, your mic wasn't live. You have Cumberland Farms. I'm familiar with Cumbies. I know Cumbies. Okay. If you pull your car up, AWR, in front of a 7-Eleven and leave your car running and get out to run inside to grab a bottled water and come back out to your car, it's gone. The first thing the cop is going to tell you up there, or the lefty is going to tell you, is, well, why'd you leave your keys in the car? As if it's okay to take the car because the keys are in it. It's illegal to steal a car, whether the damn thing's running or not. Take that away. That's that same mentality, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, you know, you've got this same thing moving right now in Maryland, and I've talked about it. That's how Maryland says the way to save, quote, unquote, city youths from being shot by police is to ban toy guns. And so that's kind of – this is kind of a bigger movement than – I know you all know it – than just New Jersey and other places, but you're exactly right. What they're trying to do, they're trying to find a way to hedge in the officers instead of looking at the problem. My theory, and this is opinion, my theory is that the toy gun problem is a parental problem. Somebody didn't teach the kid, hey, don't point a gun at a cop, even if it's a fake gun. I know when I was little, I point a gun at somebody, even my cap gun. My old man was on me instantly teaching me, you don't point guns at people, you don't point guns. Someone's got to revisit that. I think this is parenting 101. It has nothing to do with firearms.
It is parenting 101, but it's also an excuse. And I'll tell you why I think it's an excuse. Because when I was 13, and obviously it ties in with parenting, but I was old enough to know that you didn't point a gun at a cop. At AWR, I'm not sure where I figured that out. I think it's not just, do I need my father to tell me that? Or is that something that you just pick up through life? My 11-year-old knows not to point a gun at a cop. I can't remember saying to my son, by the way, young man, there are lots of guns in my house. Never point one at a police officer. I've never had that. Have you had that conversation?
I've never had to have that conversation. I think it's so self-explanatory. It's
just... you know. I guess in other neighborhoods, AWR Hawkins, we have to tell kids not to point guns at cops.
That's it.
Yeah, don't point anything at a cop.
We've got 20 seconds before the break, AWR, so go ahead and take us to the break.
I think it betrays what they might be hearing in the home about the cops. The cops might be demeaned to such a level that any thought of treating them with respect and respecting that authority is gone. I think that's a big part of it.
I think you're absolutely correct. Boy, we've got a problem in this country. Alexander Rubian, thanks for being here. Charlie Cook, thanks for being here. Charles Heller from Liberty Watch Radio is sitting patiently in the studio. Third hour, we're going to have some amazing conversation with him about some of the things you're going to hear about what's going on with the USCCA and the liberals' heads popping like zits that, for gosh sakes, there's even insurance out there to keep you safe. We'll be back. AWR Hawkins for the next half hour. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
You have 5 days, 2 hours, 35 minutes, and 28 seconds from right now, the sound of my voice, if you're listening to me live, for a limited time only, to head over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. to be entered to win $1,000 for your dream gun. Now, the liberal St. Pete Times, we're here in Tampa at AM 860, the Answer Studios, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And that probably upsets them. So we're going to start letting them know that we're here. We're going to get a little bit more, we're going to bang the pots a little bit, because the USCCA is right in their backyard, and they can't stand it. I will bring you more about that in great detail. It's quite fascinating, in the next hour. But for the time being, head over to usccaonair.com. Get your free bonus package and 10 chances to win $1,000 when you activate your self-defense shield protection today. That's what the Tampa Bay Times is writing about. They can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. There's insurance for law-abiding people who have to defend their lives from overzealous, gun-grabbing, socialist-leaning prosecutors who care more about their political career than they do about your life and your right to defend it. Yeah. That's a problem to them. I know. It's convoluted. It's an upside-down world. USCCAonAir.com. Everything you need to know about the insurance that the Tampa Bay Times absolutely can't hate and the Miami Herald can't hate. Silver, $300,000 in protection. Gold, $575,000 in protection. Platinum, $1.125 million in protection. That's what I have, and that's what you should have. Any level, whatever you can afford. There's one for every budget.
in the event you need to defend your life. Again, we're going to discuss it in great detail coming up in the next hour. Okay, back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, congratulations on winning the Gun Rights Defender of the Year award this year. That's two in a row. That is one hell of an accomplishment, my friend. And it couldn't have gone to somebody else. There's no one who deserved it more than you did. You've been working your tail off to the point where you were actually, you weren't even there to get the award because you were writing on behalf of gun rights and submitting those stories to news so the rest of America, to Breitbart News, so the rest of America could read them. So thank you for that. I actually had to text you and say, get down here. You won the Gun Rights Defender Award, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Seattle shooting took all my time. And so, you know, you're exactly right. But, you know, that's just how the game goes. That's the beast in this job. You know that. There's just, you have downtime until you don't, and it's usually that you don't. But you know what? It was an honor to win the award. That is an amazing conference. And you and I talked about that the day the conference was going to launch. The kinds of people that come there, it's a grassroots effort. It's a room full of scholars. It's a room full of gun owners. It's a room full of target shooters. It's a room full of political office holders. It's a room full of, you can just keep going. So many different people, and what they have in common is the Second Amendment. And to have them recognize me in that manner was an honor. And as I said when I took the award, it was an honor beyond words, in my opinion.
Well, let me give you some inside information about that Gun Rights Defender of the Year award. I was very humbled to win that last year. I had no idea. And I am, when I walk into the Crossbreed Holster Studios, it sits there. It's the first thing I see next to an awful lot of electronic cool stuff that blinks and flashes and looks really neat when the lights are out before I flip the lights on in the studio. But that's what I see when the lights hit it, is that Gun Rights Defender of the Year award, and I was honored to win it myself. Let me tell you something you might not know about that. You are the only journalist ever to win the Gun Rights Defender of the Year award. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You are the only journalist ever. Usually that award does not go to, but here's the thing. And to quote Alan from the conference, the reason that you won it as a journalist instead of the Journalist of the Year award, which you won with me last year, is because, and Alan explained it this way, sometimes we see, and we're seeing it right now with AWR Hawkins, that the journalism that you produce, the stories that you write, and I quote Alan now, allows us to advance the ball down the field. That's defending gun rights. So you've covered both bases there. Congratulations. Everybody can read you at Breitbart.com. So let's start talking about some of what they're going to see that you have up right now. Let's start with the four shot and killed in the mall attack north of Seattle. I touched on it briefly in hour one with Alan, who is from Washington. This took all of your time on Saturday to the tune that you had to come get that award late because you were submitting pieces. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, you have a suspect in custody now, 20-year-old. And he shot and killed four women immediately, and a fifth. I better not try to name the order. I just know total of five people. Four died immediately. A fifth died a few hours later. And it happened in the Macy's and the Cascade Mall in Burlington. And, you know, it's a tragedy that they're still sorting things out. But that's where, you know, you said the good news is, it happened right there at the cosmetic counter, and it wasn't spread any further. That's the good news. But it's still a tragedy for those five people. And it's something I stressed in my piece that's important to remember. Those who really pay attention to detail here, too, this is very important. Washington State has comprehensive background checks, the very ones that Gabby Gifford, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama promised us will make America safer. That's another important point to keep in mind.
Yeah, something else. So I want to clarify something I said in the first hour. I said this isn't really a tragedy. It's a murder. So let me expand on that, and I'll do that with you. It's a tragedy. I'll clarify that statement. It's a tragedy for the families and the people who were murdered. But I liken it to this. A plane crash, something beyond someone's control, is a tragedy. This is an intentional act of evil. And the act itself is not the tragedy. The result of the act of evil is tragedy for the people who were involved. So I want to make that very clear. And you know, because somebody out there is going to say, oh, that, you know, he said it wasn't tragic that they were killed. And that's not what I said. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Now, this was a gun-free zone. This was a 20-year-old who shouldn't have had a gun, who passed a background check that shouldn't have, and he did. Then you went through an entire litany of people who passed background checks and got their guns, proof positive that none of the efforts that Hillary Clinton is running on would work, yet no one in the media says to her, name for me, as John Lott said, speaking yesterday, name for me, Hillary Clinton, one shooting that you mentioned that would have been stopped by a background check. And the reason they can't is because there's no answer. Well, the answer is they can't name it. That's why they don't answer it, and the journalists aren't going to ask them. Agree?
Agree, 100%. You know, the thing is, as I did yesterday, I listed since 2007 till now, I would challenge anybody to name a high-profile shooting that would classify as a mass shooting. That means four or more fatalities in that one event. I would challenge anybody to find one that didn't happen in a gun-free zone. And there are one, I think maybe two you could find that are exceptions to the rule, not the rule, but they're very difficult to find, and they're going to happen in a gun-free zone. And the shooter, unless he stole his guns, the shooter in almost every one is going to have passed a background check, and that's important. You know, someone asked me yesterday when I was done. They said, "Well, what if the left responds to this by saying we need more comprehensive? We need to add more comprehension to the background check." And I told them, I said, "Listen. The problem with a background check, no matter what you do with it, it only looks backward. So unless there is a mental health record, unless there is a criminal record, the background check, no matter how complicated you make it, will never stop a latent criminal. Anyone who has not committed a crime but has plans to commit a crime in the future, a background check will never catch them. They will pass the check, they'll get whatever gun it is they want to purchase, and then on the day they decide to be criminal, to act out on their intentions, no one will be able to stop them except for the concealed carry permit holder, the off-duty cop who carried his gun anyway, those kinds of things. But a background check will never stop someone who doesn't have criminality in their background. And we've got to get that in our heads. We've got to understand it. Background check looks backward, not forward. And those who are smart enough to mind their P's and Q's until the day they want to be evil, they'll never be stopped by a background check.
And well said. I quote you often. We are powerless to stop latent criminal activity. When we come back, I'm going to introduce Charles Heller from Liberty Watch Radio, who wants to bounce something off of the great A.W.R. Hawkins. The conversation continues here on Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studios down in Tampa, Florida.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Welcome back to the Mobile Crossbreed Holster Studios here from AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa Studios, and AM 930, The Answer, in Sarasota, Florida. We're just great to be home. I've got a great next hour and a half, or what's hour and 10 minutes, whatever we've got left in the, we've got one more segment in this hour and then another full hour. I hope you're enjoying the program today as we're here for the 2016, then the 31st annual Gun Rights Policy Conference that just wrapped up today in Tampa, Florida. It's been one heck of a weekend, and sitting in the studio with me is Mr. Charles Heller. Charles was in the studio, these very studios, with me on Friday for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We brought him back today. And AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, and Armed American Radio political analyst and 2015 Journalist of the Year Award recipient and 2016 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award recipient. You need to slow down, man. You're getting your title's getting too long for the show. Charles Heller has a question for you as a follow-up from before the break. Charles, go ahead.
AWR, Charles Heller here from Liberty Watch Radio in Tucson, and I want to ask you, first of all, congratulations on your award. It was richly deserved. I want to ask you, you're welcome. I want to ask you, you read a list as part of your speech, and it was a partial list. It wasn't a long, it wasn't a super long one, but you read a list, and you were discussing it a little earlier on the program with Mark, of the people who had passed the background check and then gone out and committed mayhem. My question for you is, that was an interesting point, and it's one you've made in print before. Where is it that people can actually view and download that list?
Great question.
If they would Google search my piece on the New York bomber, because the New York bomber from last weekend, who had the shootout with police in Linden, New Jersey, mm-hmm. he also passed the background check for his gun. And so he starts my list.
Wait a minute.
So
that's in New Jersey he passed the background check?
Well, you know, he didn't pass it in New Jersey. He passed it with a ID in Virginia, but he passed the background check.
Uh-huh.
But so anyone who wants to read that list, just Google search New York bomber passed background check for gun used to shoot police. You know, just any combination of those words.
AWR,
plus,
Go ahead.
Breitbart, and it'll pop right up.
Got it. You know, something that occurs to me, AWR Hawkins, and that is you made mention that only people's that a background check only looks backwards. It can't look into people's minds.
Right.
But I'm thinking of a paradigm under which we could actually solve these problems. Do you think if the federal government were to invest billions of dollars of research into developing a department of pre-crime that we could solve this problem?
No.
But, did you guys sit together and have a beer somewhere at this conference and conjure that up?
No, I actually have never actually met AWR Hawkins. He was there, but I was so busy running the audio, I didn't talk to anybody.
No,
I didn't even talk. Go ahead.
That's probably in somebody's mind, but you just can't do it. I mean, see, the thing is, what your question actually goes to, and I know the question is rhetorical and it's meant to make a point.
No, it's not. It's actually, I really wanted to know because I want to know if people really would like to have a Department of Pre-Crime. But there's a rhetorical component. Please answer both.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. Your question shows the foolishness of background checks, in my opinion. In my opinion, background checks, what they do, as I said when I spoke yesterday, background checks put the government between me and my God-given rights. And that's not just the right to keep and bear arms. That's also the right to self-defense implied in Second Amendment rights. That's also my right to free speech. It's my right to freedom of religion. It's my right to be secure in my person's houses, papers, and effects. It's my right to how a public trial will be handled. On and on. All of those rights are God-given. And when the government can get between me and the natural exercise of those rights, exercised at my volition, when they can do that, the rights are no longer mine by birth. They're mine by government permission. And that opens the door to where your question can't really be rejected out of hand. There's someone who will think about that. There's someone who will think, they won't, and maybe they'll think about it purely, but I would guess there's a Democrat somewhere who will try what you're talking about because it's a whole new angle for gun control. And we will have to prove via our genes, our DNA, whatever it is, that we do not have a propensity for crime in our family. I mean, I can see those kinds of things. But see, it's all a mess because we let the wedge, we let the point of the wedge in with background checks. And now they'll just keep pushing with more and more. And that's why I think some people think I'm being crazy when I say I oppose background checks, period. But I do.
No, that's because you're giving up your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights by engaging in any interruption in commerce. Right. But somewhere in the world, AWR Hawkins, there is a statist who in just dreaming of limiting the rights of others, reaches orgasm.
Right. Well, no, listen. I'm going to say it's Copenhagen. I could be wrong, but there was a shooting in Copenhagen in February last year. It happened about 3.5 weeks after the attack in Paris, which was January 7th. And I believe it's in Copenhagen that they do a study of your family. And if there is someone in your family who has criminal charges and they believe you may be given to domestic violence, perhaps you haven't even been charged, you may be given to domestic violence, so they won't sell you the gun.
Well, so, you know, they say that there's one out of three people in the world is crazy, and if you look to the left and the right and it's not them, it must be you, mustn't it?
Right. So that's just where we are. I mean, I think what we need to do is go back. This is a paraphrase, but we go back to where Reagan was. You know, Reagan said we can trust the American people to be free. And I think that's a Jeffersonian position. That's a James Madison position. Let's let the people be free. We can trust them with freedom. And I believe that when we institute things like background checks, we undercut that philosophy because the background check just by nature says they can't be trusted. We have to test them first. That's not freedom.
AWR, at what point did the now Socialist Party, formerly known as the Democrat Party, decide they couldn't trust Americans to be free? Because that's what put us here. That's where we are today. That's why we're where we are today. When did that happen?
Well, important point, two points. A, first, they couldn't trust blacks to be free. That's very important.
Great point.
And so they kept them down in the Civil War and the Reconstruction era and the Jim Crow era with the black codes. They kept them down during the Civil Rights Movement. That's very important. But Americans as a whole, regardless of race, at the latest, was 1968 with the Gun Control Act at the latest. And that act still haunts us today. And every chance they get, if we give them majority back, they will expand that act to keep taking our freedom away. So at the latest, the whole of the people was 1968. But before that, they were busy keeping black people down. And that's an inarguable statement. There's proof aplenty, empirical evidence, because the Democrat Party was the party of slavery.
We proved that in Georgia. We fixed the problem. AWR, I'm going to try to put you on the spot. Can you stay with us for another segment into the next hour, or do you have to go?
I've got to go. I'm in a bad spot right now.
Sounds good to me.
Volume and things.
We appreciate you coming on. I know how busy it's been. Everybody's been traveling. Thank you for everything you do. Congratulations on the 2016 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award for the second year in a row, a major award recipient in AWR Hawkins. Proud to have you as Armed American Radio's political analyst. You can read everything you hear him talk about as we bring his stories to life from Breitbart News every week on Armed American Radio. You can read him at Breitbart.com. Google him up. Facebook at AWR Hawkins and at AWR Hawkins on Twitter. I'm Mark Walters. When I come back, Charles Heller joins me for an absolutely fascinating discussion about the paranoia of the liberal gun-hating left right here in Tampa. We'll be back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.